Good morning, pupils.
Good morning, Ryan.
I hope you all had a good weekend. I know I did. Ken Dodd, no relation to me, came round to dinner and told me some of his classic jokes over a cup of tea and biscuits with cheese niblets. I hope to be a comedian myself one day. I know I'm a boring old fart to some of you, but quite frankly, I'm way above you in every aspect. So get out your fucking textbooks and listen to my goddamn vocal cords.
Sir?
Yes, Billy?
Page 12 is ripped and has piss stains on it.
Yes, I'm quite aware of that. You've got off quite lucky, as my teacher's edition textbook has shit stains on it. But I just wipe it off with my hand and carry on. So my advice to you would be to shut up and imagine page 12 is there. Or sit with the nerd. I mean, Timmy.
Yes, my fellow classmate. There are seats situated directly next to my person, but please be warned that Bruno has placed chewing gum on the surface. That has made it unnecessarily adhesive.
Oh, for goodness sake. Let me show you how to deal with that the old-fashioned way.
Mr. Dodd peels off the gum from the seat with his bare hands and puts it up to his mouth.
Vanilla flavour. I'll keep that for after class. Meanwhile, everyone get the hell on with your work.
But sure, I must express myself. You haven't said any, or put us in your desired direction yet.
Don't answer back, young man. I was getting to that. Right, okay. I want each of you to read Einstein's Theory of Relativity, and I want you to come up with a new version.
20 minutes later...
This is too hard. I don't know what to do. Can you help me?
Help you? I'm the teacher here. You are the student. I thought I made my position perfectly clear.
I don't fucking get this!
Just get on with it, Bruno, or you'll be in detention with Mr. Peach.
Come over and meet me, you four-eyed wankshaft!
Have it your way, Bruno. Come over, I shall. Let me see your work. What does that say?
Einstein!
No, it doesn't, you insolent young man. It says Einstein. Because you've spelt it with E-Y-E.
Least I know how to spell I. I learned that in English with Mr. Field. He was cool, whereas you're an old japside.
I won't have language like that. Right, get in the corner. And don't forget to put your Ben Dunce hat on.
I'm already sitting there. That's where my desk is. Are you blind?
When I haven't got my glasses on, yes. How are you getting on, Billy?
I've written my name, but I'm stuck.
Let me see that. You haven't even spelt Billy right.
How do you spell it?
B-I-L-L-I-E, or is it Y? Now, do you know how to spell detention?
What's a detention?
You'll soon find out, my young chum. It's where you're off to, right after this class. Because you've wasted my time today. Now, I appeal to everyone. Get on with your work. I want a new hypothesis for a new theory of relativity by the time the clock strikes 3. In a few seconds' time, I want all of your heads buried in the books. And if I see one more raised hand, the whole lot of you will be shipped to detention.
Sir, I believe you mean hypothesis.
Is my name Mr. Dodd? Or am I just some taller pupil?
1 second after Mr. Dodd finishes his speech, Timmy raises his hand.
What the hell do you want, Timmy?
I have, in a manner of speaking, finished, sir.
Have you indeed? Would you mind informing me of why it was necessary to disrupt my class?
I am proved in my findings that Einstein really was quite clueless. Quite challenging the grey matter when it came to his presumption concerning the theory of relativity.
This is marvellous, Timmy. This work is quite remarkable, I must say. But how dare you insult Einstein? How dare you upstage me in my own class? You young whippersnapper! You're too clever for your own good! See you in detention. Have you all finished?
No!
Yes.
Do my ears deceive me? I must be dreaming. Did I not set work in the expectation of it being finished by the end of class?
It's too fucking hard!
I didn't understand.
That, young men, is not my concern! Well, it is my understanding that everybody in this class is to report to detention. This has been a disgraceful day. So please, all go to classroom 5B in single file. Whilst you are quietly leaving the class, I shall wipe the chalk depository clean with my window cleaner.
Fuck off! We're not going to detention! You can't make us!
Why ever not, my charming teenager?
Because I'm sitting on your fucking blackboard! Come on, everyone!
You say chalk depository, young man!
Mr. Dodd is forced to succumb under the weight of his own blackboard, whilst the other students sit on it.
Dodd, what in the heaven hell is going on in here?
Sorry, sir. It's just that I've been besieged.
Am I expected to take that as meaning that you have lost control of this class, Dodd?
Just temporarily, sir. I'm sure I can negotiate with them.
This is not what I expect from my newly re-employed teachers! Get them under control, Dodd. By the time that my butt resurfaces in here in 5 minutes' time, or you will be writing lines!
Well, it's certainly getting interesting now in the story, isn't it? What do you think happened?
Run that by me again, would you, Stephen? I have to write what?
Whilst I am privileged enough to work in Neston High School, I will be nothing but an exemplary teacher.
And I have to write that 100 times.
Damn right.
On the blackboard.
That's a chalk depository, Dodd. Don't be so racist, or you'll be suspended with and without pay.
Can I use the multi-chalk writer?
Absolutely not.
I'm usually quite a level-headed guy, but not this time. I have to get those students back for embarrassing me in front of Peach. I mean, Stephen.
Later on in the next class.
So, students, in our last class, things got off to a bad start. But today, I can assure you that things are going to run somewhat smoother. You are going to write for me a science dissertation to be entered in at the Royal Science Academy in Manchester. You will write what you're able to do in class. If you haven't completed it, you will finish it for your homework. Whilst you are doing this for me, you will not watch the Big Brother final tonight.
So most of the students begrudgingly finish the task that Mr. Dodd has set for them. And he heads off to Manchester to enter what he considers to be the best paper into the Royal Science Academy Scientist Showcase. What on earth is he thinking? A scientist speaks to Mr. Dodd.
Is this your work, Mr. Dodd? It really is quite outstanding.
Well, yes. I was the one who initiated it. And so, yes, it was me that caused this paper to be written.
Marvellous, marvellous. Well, just give me a little time to look over this, but I could quite honestly say this has impressed me so much that a little birdie told me a distinction could be heading your way, Mr. Dodd.
This is audio, but if you could see Mr. Dodd's face right now, it would be blushing and looking quite smug, just so you, the audience, know what's going on. Anyway, back to the story. A few days later, in another class...
Did you all have a good weekend? I know I did, and it was partly thanks to you lot. You have filled me with some hope that although I used to think of you all as losers, that you all could be quite useful after all.
Sorry to burst in on this class again, but I have a scientist from Manchester in my office demanding to see you, Brian.
I'm quite busy, Stephen, so bring him to the class. I will see him in here.
I'd want this to remain private if I were you.
Well, you are not me. I am a science teacher, and my class cannot be interrupted. So bring him before me.
All right. You asked for it.
Mr. Dodd, how is it going, my learned friend?
Well, I've been feeling quite the exuberant man ever since you gave me that distinction.
Yes, about that. Is there a Timmy in this class?
Indeed there is. A bright young lad. He would have a promising future if he would just stop interjecting over my lectures.
Come up here, Timmy!
It would be a most sincere pleasure, my kind sir.
What is the distinction we gave you, Mr. Dodd?
Well, I have welded it into this golden Bunsen burner. I will treasure it for the rest of my biological life.
There you go, Timmy. Have what is rightfully yours. You earned it. Good work on your dissertation.
Why did you give him the Bunsen burner?
Your star pupil signed his name on his homework that you had the audacity to fraudulently present to us as your work, Mr. Dodd. I hereby inform you that you are disgraced and that on account of your actions, we will take steps to ban you forthwith from the Royal Science Academy for the remainder of your natural life. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Then I will bid you all a good day and leave this establishment. Oh, and Timmy, see you next weekend.
So, Mr. Dodd is, apparently, disgraced. He goes home depressed, downbeat and quite ill, I suppose, but by the next day after eating a bowl of Cheerios, he is revitalized and ready to take on another day as the head of science at Neston High School. Thank you for listening to this episode, and we'll see you next time.
Characters in this episode do not represent people in real life.